Thank you all attending this session. I know there are so many sessions and going on parallelly. Thank you so much for choosing our session. My presentation is, I'll give you a brief overview before we get into the presentation. This is a presentation, a little bit work out of my dissertation, as well as I had the opportunity to work with International Institute for Applied System Analysis, nicknamed as EASA. It's based in Vienna. And I've combined some of the findings from both these things and presenting that what do we need to do when we are trying to work to improve child health status in developing countries. And the focus for my presentation is India. I have no relationships or present disclosures. Okay. This is just a brief presentation outline what you will be, you know, seeing in the next 10, 15 minutes. I'll give you a brief background, you know, some of the research components. One of the things I've done different for this research is when we work for India, any research that we do, we collectively look at India as a whole country. One of the challenges that I have seen when you read the literature and you do some analysis is that overall India does cut a very bad figure. We have a very high infant mortality, child mortality rate, maternal mortality. You name the indicator and India usually comes up in red. But one of the things what I noticed is that if you look at what's happening at the state levels. There are some of the states in India that do perform up to the level of some of the developed European countries. And of course, there are some states that present a figure that is worse than some of the underdeveloped countries. So this was one of the things I wanted to look at, that if India has to improve its, you know, child health status and meet the Millennium Development Goals, can we do something at the state level and then look at it, how it comes up nationally? And one of the factors that we always look at when we study child health status is mother's education. Universally, it comes up as a very strong component. The second part of my presentation I have looked at, what do we mean by mother's education? And this is where the data from EASA comes into picture. They have predicted data for around next 50, 60 years. What will be the proportion of population in each educational category defined as primary, secondary, and tertiary education? What population of each country, male and female, will have what level of education? So I've used that and modeled the data that if this is the prediction for India, if this is going to be the educational status of women in India in the next coming years, where does India stand in terms of meeting the Millennium Development Goals? So that's a brief outline of my presentation. As you can see, Millennium Development, we all are nearing the, you know, deadline of Millennium Development Goals, and it's a very, very important goal. I had to remove a couple of slides because we have a time limit, but I'll be happy to share if you guys want more details. When we look at Millennium Development Goal number 4, it is tied up to so many, it is interlinked to many other goals. It relates to poverty, it relates to maternal mortality, it relates to education. So this goal is one of the very important goals if other goals have also to be met. It has one of the targets is to reduce the mortality by 2/3, and the indicators are child mortality, infant mortality, and vaccinations for measles. This is a table that I want you guys to see what is India doing in terms of child mortality, and forget about comparing it with, you know, other countries. Let us compare it to its immediate neighbors. India is always in the news nowadays because of economic development, sound growth, a very high GDP. It's expected the growth rate to come around 8. But let's look at Bangladesh, Nepal, and Sri Lanka. And on all the indicators, India does cut a very sorry figure. As I just said at the starting of the presentation, one of my goals was to rank major Indian states in the terms of producing child health. And here I've used the World Bank efficiency modeling, where we rank each of the states in India, and we design how well are they performing in terms of producing child health. And using the fixed effects efficiency modeling and the theta value, I ranked all the Indian states. And then once we identified the states, I took the two topmost best performing and the bottom two, the least performing states, and looked at what are the determinants of child health in this best performing and the worst performing states. And then later on, I studied, you know, what is the role of significant determinants in terms of meeting Millennium Development Goals. And for the purpose of this presentation, we are going to focus on maternal education. This is a, you know, the statistical model for fixed effects that I used. And this were the, how the determinants were different. This is for the second model. This is the equation, the simple regression model that I used. And these were done for efficient as well as inefficient state. And at this point, I would like to mention, because all the slides from the the results are not here. What I had done was, when we're doing the efficiency modeling, we used mortality as our outcome because that's much easier and more statistically significant at the state level. At the household level, we used the nutritional indicators because you have a data point for each child that you're measuring. And this model was run separately for all the three nutritional indicators: underweight, stunting, and wasting, for efficient and inefficient states. This is a table that walks you through how the states ranked in terms of their efficiency in producing child health. And if some of you in the audience are shocked, so was I. I had to run my model at least 10 times to confirm why Bihar and UP did not come up to the top. Those of you who work in India and have some knowledge about India. So this is where this research sends out a different picture, because when you look at efficiency, you're not seeing how overall a state or a region is performing. You basically look at, given the set of resources, or what we call input, given the set of input or the amount of input a region, a state has, what is the best likely outcome a state or a region produces? So on the basis of that analysis, Kerala and Manipur rank as as two top efficient states, and Madhya Pradesh and Orissa rank as the inefficient states. After running a couple of regression analysis and things like that, I figured out that these were some of the strongest determinants of child mortality and child nutrition in efficient versus inefficient states. As you can see in red, mother's education was the primary one, which was very important. With even a slight change in the level of mother's education, you could see a good drop in child mortality and a much increased nutritional status of the children. Age of the mother at first birth, child's age, hemoglobin level of the mother, and standard of living index, which was my measure for income, were the other important variables while measuring child health. Now, the second part is where I used the data from EASA. EASA has done something that is very novel and very unique. Using the back projection methods, they have predicted. Let us stay, for example, for 1 second, if we stay away from India. Let me give you an example. Let us say Kenya. I'm just picking up the country. They have predicted for every 5 age group, like 15 to 19, 20 to 24, for each 5-year age group, they have predicted what proportion of women will have primary education in, say, 2015, 2020. For every age group, for 5-year age groups, for male and females, they have predicted up until 2050 what proportion of the population will be in what education level. Using that data, and they have 4 categories how they define their educational levels. E0, E1 is those who have never been to school or now have formal education. E2 is primary, E3 is secondary, and E4 is tertiary. This is a graph which shows what proportion of Indian women will have what level of education in the next coming years. As you see, E1 is the yellow line, it's declining. People with having primary E1 is no education, that will be declining. So that's a good news. So that more and more people will have at least a primary education. But if we look at E2, it increases to a certain level and then it starts decreasing. The same is the E3 and E4 are the ones that are increasing, and that is what developing countries need if they really have to invest in maternal education and child health and all the things that are related to maternal education. Some of the assumptions that I ran when I wanted to see what year will India be able to achieve its Millennium Development Goal if we hold other things constant and see just the maternal education. One of the assumptions was, let us see that the IMR remains constant at the level of 2000. Another is, let us say if the IMR declines as predicted by United Nations. United Nations has its own data set where they are predicting infant mortality rate for several countries in the coming years. And if I use that number, and the last assumption was pretty ambitious for India at this given time, that if the Indian infant mortality rate in India decreases much faster than what United Nations has predicted. So this is a graph that shows, the red line shows what's the target for India to achieve its Millennium Development Goal, and that is 2000-2005, we were at 27. If the rate remains constant, we will be way beyond 2050 by the time we can achieve our infant mortality rates. If it even declines at the rate as United Nations has predicted, we will be close to between 2045 or so while we can achieve it. Even if very ambitious predictions that infant mortality rate of India declines faster than the prediction of United Nations, we still are way beyond the deadline of the Millennium Development Goals. So what does this bring to our conclusion? First of all, there are large disparities in Indian state across different states in India. There are overall health, social, and economic situation does not translate into efficiency in producing child health, and India needs to pay attention at state and regional levels, and last but not the least, invest significantly in female education. One of the good things about the study that I have conducted is that it's very easily replicable. The EASA data is available for around 160 countries, and we usually have the United Nations data, the Millennium Development Goals data. It's available for majority of the countries that are posing a challenge to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. So replicability of this study is pretty important because we need to evaluate efficiency of health systems of country and regions in producing child health. We need to identify specific determinants and also the geographical location. Say, for example, in India, in Kerala has close to 100% literacy. The government does not need to invest resources and time to increase the literacy level as much as you would need it in other poor performing states. And also we need to design and implement appropriate policy depending on what we... And these are some of my recommendations: appropriate allocation of resources, state-specific programs, investment in female education, health education, replication of successful healthcare programs, and intersectorial approach. This is my contact information if anyone needs any further information. And I really thank you guys for paying good attention and being such a wonderful audience. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Questions? We have time for two questions.
You said one of the factors that you analyzed was hemoglobin levels in the mother.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly does that indicate, iron deficiency?
Yes. And that was a measure I wanted to see whether mother's health status, how good of an impact does that have on the childbirth? Because in India, it's pretty, in some of the states, it's very common for the girls to get married at a younger age, and you know their health status has an impact on low birth weight and child survival.
Good question. Thank you. Another question?
Yes.
Great.
Those are two very, very good questions. Your first question I'll answer is that even if this is my presentation, I'm doing a project in India right now where I'm trying to see the effect whether going to school and having a primary or a secondary education does translate into better child health status, or educating women about health care and healthcare practices has a much stronger impact on child survival practice, you know, child health status. And can you rephrase your second question, please?
On the different variables that you included in the model to predict child's health, do you include birth space?
Yes, we did include that, yeah.